Welcome to Sister Chats Refined. We've created a space for real conversations and a place where we can all be seen, heard, and most importantly, inspired. I'm Joy.
And I'm Liz. And we're letting you into our everyday conversations so you're going to get some of this sister energy. So whether you need
a big sis
or a little sis,
sis
we got you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Sister Chats Refined with Joy.
And Liz.
And we hope that we're becoming your favorite podcast sisters. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, as we were talking this week, we were really wanting to round this out.
Yeah.
And we're big about living, loving, and leading well. And one of the things that we talked about was forgiveness and unforgiveness and how big that is and how much that plays a part in you being able to, or us being able to,
live and love and lead
well.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yep. So let's get into it.
All right. So what do you think about, okay, let me give you a scenario.
Oh, okay.
So people can understand what we're trying to say. So, you know, we're talking about friendships, relationships, you know, romantic, you know, thing in Madu is, we're talking about all of that. And so sometimes someone may, you know, do something, not just offend you, but they do something and they wrong you.
Yeah.
And you are just waiting for them to apologize. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to forgive them for what they did, but that person has absolutely either no clue that they did it, or they don't think that they're really the cause. So they just do not apologize. Talk about subject A.
I mean, that was a lot in one. That's
okay,
what I
want to
say. So, like, first of all, I was just going to say, like, if you are seeking an apology, you can't move forward. Like, you are bent. You are, what did mom used to say? You've been out of shape. You all been out of shape about something.
You got me bent.
And the other person, one, doesn't know about it.
Right.
Okay, let's say that. So they don't know. They don't even know that you've been offended.
Yeah.
You've got to put on your big girl panties or your big man drawers, and you have to go to that person and tell them.
And tell them.
Yes. I think sometimes we just expect people to know.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we don't all have the same personalities, and what may offend me might not offend you.
Right. And they could be walking around for years mad at you.
Absolutely.
Because you did something on the 8th of September.
Right. Because you're a little more sensitive to a certain subject, while something else you might not even be sensitive about. That didn't matter. And it's usually the oddest thing, you know, when you find out that you've offended someone, you really have to go back because you didn't think about it past when you said it.
Yeah.
Or did it. You're just kind of like, I didn't know that I looked at you a certain way. Like, in fact, I wasn't even looking at you and wasn't even thinking about you in that moment, you know? So I think, for one, the person has to know.
So
you've
awareness.
Got to make it, you have to make that person aware. And you also have to let it register, let it resonate with them, let them live with it for a minute.
Yeah.
They're not as upset as you. They didn't even know. So they're hearing it for the first time, and you've pined over it for weeks or months or years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I think that's it.
Okay, so like for B, for the person who, you know, knows that they, you know, they wronged you, but they're just like, it's not that serious and I'm not about to apologize.
Okay. Why would you want an apology from someone who isn't sorry? You know what I mean?
But, okay, so I get that. I understand that. But that can be a tough, hard pill to swallow when that thing, like you said, can stop you from moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, it can stop you. So it's like, okay, so do you just discard this person? Are they gone?
I think at that point, we need to think about what's more important. Is it important for me to proceed with life? Or do I wait on this apology?
So the proper healing in that is what? What would that be?
It's self. It all goes back to self. It all goes back to how you deal with you and what you think about you and how important you feel just in your own life. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about you? And that then would allow me to be like, this is how I'm going to allow people to deal with me or not deal with me. Or, you know, I'm going to move on if I never hear an apology. I've had to do it because if I didn't, I would still be stuck. And that person or those people are living their lives, going on vacation.
Their best life.
They're living their best life. They done got married. They got children. They got
own. They don't care nothing about you.
They ain't thinking about me.
They ain't thinking about you.
And so at some point, it has to go back to you.
Yeah.
you know, and say like, hey, like I'm worth moving on, whether I hear the apology or not, because what if that person is no longer here? What if they're unalive?
Mm.
So then what?
Then what? Then you can't, you really can't get any closure to, I feel that. I feel like, okay, so I said something to you this week and I was basically saying that I feel like the reason why people are unable to take that accountability when you tell them, you know, that you wronged them is because they have wronged you. Like they know that they did that. So they're unable. They'll just look over the entire situation just so they don't have to come to grips with the very thing they did that put you in that situation. So it's almost like your point is not valid to them because then they have to look in the mirror at themselves and say, dang, I messed up. Like people will go to the ends of the earth to act like they didn't do anything. They didn't mess up just so they don't have to say to you, I messed up.
Absolutely.
I think that's dangerous.
Yeah, that is very dangerous. It is. And when you said that, you literally, this is what you said. I had to write it down. Okay. I was like, ooh, this was good. Okay. But you said it's hard for people to validate your feelings if they feel like they had something to do with you feeling that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, and then you're sitting there waiting, like, validate me. And they're just like, well, whoa, wait, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like that.
Yeah.
And was it, and it did this it, really happen?
Do
and,
they call
and,
this gaslighting?
I guess so. Yeah. This is, yeah.
This is
gaslighting thing. Yes. Where, you know, people are just like, if I, oh no, it didn't go like that.
Or
it didn't happen.
That's not how it happened.
Yeah, it's not how it happened. But you feel like the last straw, the last step in me breaking through is you validating that I feel this way. That's why I say, take your power back, baby. It belongs to you.
Because one, you have to also realize in this situation that everybody has their own vantage points.
Yes, absolutely.
So for them, where I see this room like this, you see this room in a whole another vantage point.
Yeah,
I think there was a movie like that. I don't know if it was called Vantage Point or it might have been like Inception. I'm not sure. But everybody was in the same scenario, but every story was completely different.
Yeah.
Because that's not the vantage point that they saw things from. Mm-hmm. Like it was so different. Yeah. So, I mean,
because it matters where I am in life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It matters where you are. You know, it just matters. Like I might have experienced things in my life that you haven't yet. And so I see something a different way. Yeah. Like that's the beauty and the curse in doing this whole thing together. You know what I mean? Like you have to be open enough to know that this person might not be where you are and you are not where they are, you know? And so like accepting that and knowing that's why my breakthrough, my healing cannot be dependent on you.
Yeah.
It can never be dependent on you. No. Because I don't know what you're going
to do. Well, one, because you have to actually do the work for yourself.
You do.
Like, you can't take yourself through something like they can't take you through it.
No. Yeah. And a lot of people use the excuse that they never said, I'm sorry, for you to be still in your little muck.
And again, they never said they're sorry, but they went about their business.
Right. Yeah.
They're doing their thing. They're having their life. And they'll still look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah. And then tell other people.
And then tell other people. That okay, how about, and you know, I've had some people, you know, swift by my life.
Swift.
And just
swift by. Whoa.
Gotcha. Around my life that have literally made things up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they've even made them up and they told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to rethink, did this really happen? Because they believe it.
They believe it. Yeah.
It is like, I don't know if we call it, there's so many different things we can call it these days that social media calls
it. I kind of call it storytelling, you know. It's storytelling. And remember when we were younger, we weren't allowed to say lie. Like lie was a straight cuss word.
It was a cuss word in the black household.
You bet not say nobody lie.
You walk around and say somebody lied.
Like, excuse me?
What'd you say?
She's telling stories. That's what we had to say. We had to say that the person was telling stories.
Yes.
And so that has that has continued into my adult life. So when I hear people say, I'm like, oh, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
Like you literally telling
it's
a story.
It's like one of those stories that, you know, it like keeps going just to get the reaction. You're just like, now wait a minute. Yeah.
And no, I've become really good at like stopping the nod, like the, because you have, we have an autopilot nod.
Yeah.
You know, if most people, you listen to people and you're talking to them, you have this autopilot nod. You're like, but honey, I think whatever I got inside me, because that nod stops. So I'd be
because
like,
if you start going down the wrong path, I'll tell you one thing. I've seen joy in rooms just look straight. I'm like, girl.
I'm
going to
look straight and I'm going
to. Girl, move your shoulders. Wiggle down. Do something.
I'm not going to wiggle. I'm not going to do nothing because I want. I'm not coming into agreement with what you're saying. Ooh, for one. So okay, my nod
okay,
has to,
deep.
Yeah, my nod.
What
has
you saying?
To, I'm not coming into agreement with what you're saying with my autopilot nod. I'm not doing it. You don't get the autopilot nod. Because I understand that my agreement is powerful. You know what I'm saying? And so like when I say yes to something.
Come on here.
Okay, whatever.
Come on here.
But you know what I'm saying? So I've learned to just stop and listen.
Yeah.
So that I can do the work that I need to do for myself, and it becomes a filter. So now instead of an auto nod, I have an automatic filter. And so I have learned to put things where they need to go.
That rounds about our conversation with, you know, the forgiveness and unforgiveness. Like that filter is really, really important, especially you have to manage yourself so well that you know where to put people.
Yeah.
That filter. You have to know where to put them because some people, I tell you, they'll take you on a ride.
Oh, they'll take you.
They'll take you on a ride and then wonder how you got there.
Yeah.
Boy, girl.
Yes. Yes. I stood in line.
Listen,
I got in line and waited.
I waited. And now we on this doggone ride. And now I don't even know why I'm here. You don't know why you here.
Yeah.
We done wasted everybody's time.
Right. And when you realize you have more to do with what you go through, you have more to do with where you are and where you're going, then maybe you've given yourself credit for, then you'll start to take power away from people and things and even words that might have been said. Yeah. You begin to take the power out of that because I need that to be taken from you so that I can turn it into what I know is true, what I know is good. And I can move forward in my life in power and authority. Like, I just stop giving people. You got to stop giving people power, especially when they don't know how to talk.
That's just in plain, simple words. That's just knowing your worth.
Absolutely.
And adding to your value.
Boom.
Because at this point,
honey, you're doing all the shadoom
to doom. I'm just saying you have to add to your value because if not, you have people that are going to be takers and you will be in that doggone deficit at the end of the
day. Yes, you will.
So you got to watch what you hear, watch what you see.
Yes.
Watch who you let talk to you.
Yes.
Because like you said, I love that filter thing. I'm going to do that filter. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be as good as you with
it. You will. You got to practice. You got to practice.
Nah, listen, that filter is good.
Yeah. Because like, nobody told you how to do it.
Because my face tells more now.
Yeah, you got you got to watch the face. But it's just like, you know, you just turn off that nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to turn that auto nod off.
I love that. I love that. That's a really good way to start leading and loving and living well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it. Well, that was another episode of Sister Chats Refined with Joy and Liz. Guys, we're having a great time with this. We love it. Come back
and see us.
All right. So until next time, live in truth, love with intention, and lead by example.
Stay connected with us on our social media platform, Sister Chats Pod, for more inspiration and behind the scenes fun.
Remember, you have the power to shape your life and the lives of those around you. This is Joy.
And this is Liz,
signing off.